Lainey's Friends by Noel Parent. Not far from here, there lives a little girl named Lainey, who loves animals with all her heart. She loves animals so much that she can speak with them, and they can speak with her too. When Lainey was born many years ago, a little kitten named Marley was also born at the very same time and the very same place. They immediately became best friends. Everywhere Lainey went, Marley followed. And whenever Marley was in trouble, Lainey would hear her cries and come to help. One day, Lainey and Marley were walking outside when they both sensed that something was very wrong. As they walked a little further, they came across a striped rabbit that had been caught in a trap. "Could you help me?" the rabbit asked Lainey. "Why, yes," replied Lainey, who gently freed the rabbit from the trap. "Thank you," said the rabbit with a smile. Lainey replied, "We felt something was wrong, so we are happy we could help. But still, I sense something is wrong somewhere. Do you feel it too, rabbit?" The rabbit lifted its head and perked up its ears. "Yes, something seems wrong. But I don't know what it could be." Lainey was quiet for a moment, looked at Marley, and then replied, "Marley and I will continue looking for what is wrong and see if we can help." The rabbit replied, "Then I will follow you and see if I can help too." Together they continued walking until they came upon an elephant, an okapi, and a gobi jerboa in a field. They looked hurt. "What happened to you?" asked Lainey. "We were taken from our homes far away by people who treated us very badly. We decided to escape and found our way to this nice field, but we need help to heal our wounds." Lainey felt sad for them, but answered, "My friends, I will help you heal." So Lainey wrapped a bandage on the elephant's wounded leg and then made some medicine from a special nearby plant. "This medicine will help you feel faster," she said, as she fed them the medicine. "We are very grateful for your help," said the okapi. "Thank you, thank you," said the gobi jerboa, with a bright smile. Lainey was happy she could help, but still felt something was wrong. "Elephant, do you feel something is wrong somewhere else, like me?" Elephant lifted its head and swung its trunk into the air for a moment, and then replied, "Yes, something seems wrong. It seems to come from that direction," as he pointed his trunk.
"Oh, yes, then I will keep looking and see if I can help," Lainey said.
"And we will follow with you," replied the gobi jerboa as he climbed on Lainey's shoulder. Lainey and her new friends continued to search for what was wrong until they came upon the seashore. The seawater was full of trash and looked very dirty. Lainey noticed a group of bottlenose dolphins and a beluga whale swimming nearby. One dolphin looked like it was in trouble.
"Do you need help?" Lainey asked.
Another dolphin swam closer to shore and replied, "Our sister here is entangled in a net full of trash, but no matter how hard we try, we cannot free her."
Lainey immediately jumped into the sea and swam to the dolphin. She pulled and cut the net away from the dolphin, who finally became free. The dolphin smiled at Lainey and then gave her a ride back to the shore. She felt a burst of love in her heart and knew it was the dolphin's gratitude for her help. At that moment, a rockhopper penguin hopped over and said to Lainey, "The sea is not healthy anymore for any of us. It is full of trash and poison, and we cannot find enough food or safe places to swim. Something is very wrong, but we do not know what to do." Lainey replied to the penguin, "Yes, we have felt that something is very wrong too. We will keep searching until we find what it is and help make things better." The penguin exclaimed, "Then I will join." And off they went. As they reached the edge of an old forest, they came upon a giant panda, an orangutan, and a fossa moving away from the tree. Lainey could see smoke in the air and many trees on the ground. "What happened?" asked Lainey. The panda looked angry and sad. "Some people are cutting all the trees and even burning the land. Our homes are being destroyed. We have nowhere to go." Lainey hugged the panda and the other animals and said, "You must come with us. We will find you another place to live. But what is happening to your forest is also happening to other animals in other places. We are searching for the reason why all these bad things are happening." The orangutan spoke up. "Yes, we have lost many friends in the forest. We will come with you and help look for an answer." Further along their journey, Lainey and her friends encountered a jaguar and a northern white rhino with a slender loris and a little baby pygmy sloth riding on its back. They looked tired and scared. "What is wrong, my friends?" Lainey asked. The rhino replied, "We are very sad because we are the last of our species in the world. Soon, there will be no more of us. We need a safe place to live." Lainey felt their sadness strongly in her heart. "I am very sorry for you. We will help you find a safe place to live. My friends and I have been looking for the reason why all these horrible things are happening in the world. Do you know what is causing this?" At that moment, a large flock of birds came flying from the sky and landed near Lainey and the other animals. They seemed very scared. A large Blakiston fish owl and a Philippine eagle approached Lainey. "Many people are fighting just over the hills," exclaimed the eagle. "It is very dangerous and sad for all living things. We got away safely, but many of our friends did not. Something must be done to stop it." Lainey looked very sad. "Something is very wrong in the world, but I don't know what it is or how to help it," she said. "What can we do?" The great owl looked at Lainey and replied, "There is one who might be able to tell us the answer. The giant tortoise that lives near the swamps. They say he has been on the earth since it began and is very wise. Perhaps he will be able to help." Lainey's eyes got bigger with a light inside them. "Yes, we must go see the tortoise." And off she went, with all her animal friends following behind. As they approached the swamp, Lainey called out from her heart to the giant tortoise, We need your help, Giant Tortoise. There is something very wrong in the world. Many animals and their homes are being harmed by people, and now the people seem to be hurting each other. Please, do you know what is causing all this destruction, sadness, and pain? From the edge of the swamp, hidden in some tall grasses, the giant tortoise appeared. My special friend, Lainey, I have seen and felt all that is happening on the earth for many ages, all its pain and sadness. There is only one thing that has caused all this destruction in the world. Humans have forgotten that we are all one. They have forgotten that all of us together, animals, humans, trees, oceans, and all the earth, are one living being that depends on each other for our life. When humans harm animals and the earth, they harm themselves also. Humans believe they are separate from each other and from the earth, but it is not true. Only when people remember this truth of oneness will all these problems stop. Then the tortoise perked its head further out of its shell into the air and closed his eyes. But we are not only one because we are all part of the earth. We are also one in spirit and soul. This oneness of all things is held together by love. When we fail to love anything in life, then life begins to fall apart into pieces. And then we begin to live without the care that is needed to keep all creatures in harmony and peace with each other. It is this very love and oneness that gives you, Lainey, your special gift of communicating with animals. It connects all of life together in very magical and mysterious ways. Lainey's eyes were full of tears, but she felt a powerful spark inside her heart, and she knew what Tortoise said was true. But how can I help with these big problems? She asked. Tortoise opened his eyes and looked at Lainey. You have a special gift with animals, Lainey. But you must also use this gift to help your human brothers and sisters see their oneness. Despite all the pain in the world, there is also a lot of beauty waiting to be found. And you, Lainey, have already begun to help bring this beauty and oneness into the world by helping all your animal friends with your caring heart. Lainey looked at all her animal friends and the tortoise. Yes, Tortoise is right. I must go and help people to see and feel their oneness. But I think I will need a lot of help, she exclaimed. At that moment, an American cream horse trotted right up to Lainey. We will all come with you and help, he said with confidence. Yes, yes, replied all the other animals. We will certainly help you show people that we are all friends on the earth. Lainey smiled. Thank you, my friends. We will do it all together. The horse then kneeled down and offered to take Lainey along her new journey. She immediately climbed upon its back with Marley beside her, and they started to gallop away with all the other animals following behind. Thank you, wise tortoise, for helping me see how to help the world, Lainey said from inside her heart. The love and beauty of your caring heart are all the thanks I need, the tortoise replied from his own heart. And off Lainey went, with a new hope in her heart, to find a new way to help all her animal and human friends. The end.